This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Verse 20, let's bring up verse 20 and then 21 as well, if we could bring up both verses. You know the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not give false testimony, honor your father and mother. Verse 21, all these things I have kept since I was a boy, he said. I've heard people say, well, how arrogant of that rich young ruler to claim that he kept the law. And I said, wait a minute. You and I have probably done the same thing. You and I have probably had this conversation. Well, I haven't done anything really that bad. I've kept the law pretty well. Some of you may disagree with this, but I've learned this over many years. I never, 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 if I can help it, tell anybody on an airplane what I do for a living when I sit next to a person. Never. I mean, I avoid the subject. I'll talk about the Lord. I'll talk about spiritual things. But I never tell people that I'm a minister for this reason. Here's what happens. One of two things. Either people shut up real quick and they stop talking. They don't want to sit next. I've actually had a woman say, of all the places on the plane, I had to sit next to you. You know, like it was the worst place. And I said, sorry, you know, I'm just sitting, that's what my ticket says. Can't help it. Or a lot of people want to give you their list. And you say, what do you mean by that? Everybody wants to give you a list of all the things they've done, all the spiritual accomplishments. They really do. And I've had, well, I'm good to my parents, and, you know, I've been helping a neighbor out. And I really believe it's a subconscious thing about wanting to recite their list of why we should get into heaven. Everybody's got a list. Everybody does. I do, you do, of all the things we've done. And then I love to let them tell me their list. And then you know what I tell them? Said, it has nothing to do with your list. They say, what? I said, you're going to heaven has nothing to do with your list. It has to do with everything, with what Jesus Christ accomplished on the cross. And really what you and I need to do is focus not on the list, but on the cross, on what happened on the cross. And so many people give you that deer in the headlights look, like, I've never heard that before. No one has ever told me that it has anything to do with other than my list. And this man gave his list to Jesus. I've kept all these things since I was a boy, and I believe he was sincere. He meant it. He was serious. Now here's the difficult verse, verse 22. When Jesus heard this, he said to him, you still lack one thing. Sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me. Go to the next verse. When he heard this, he became very sad because he was a man of great wealth. Verse 24, Jesus looked at him and said, how hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. Verse 25, indeed, it is easier. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. I want to say something right at the top here about these verses. Jesus did not say what he said to this rich man to everybody. He doesn't say it to everybody in this room. Sell everything you have and give it to the poor. He just said it to him. I've heard preachers say, well, that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to sell everything and give it to the poor. Jesus didn't say that as a blanket statement to mankind. He said it to this man. And let me tell you why he said it to this man. What he was asking this man to do, listen carefully, this is really important. He was asking the man to change gods. He was asking the man to change gods.
Well, extremely personal question, folks, but do you need to switch gods? Do you need to change gods that you worship? Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you, and listen tomorrow to Cross Hope.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.